to DolphinsTalk.com Daily, the most listened to daily Miami Dolphins podcast on the internet. Come on, Dolphins fans. Time to fins up.
Today, thank you for listening to DolphinsTalk.com Daily on this Tuesday, October the 20th. I am your host, Tom Earnesy. We are going to briefly talk about the fallout from the Miami Dolphins' victory against the New York Jets on Sunday at Hard Rock Stadium. 24-0 was the win. Just a few little tidbits here that we want to talk about from the fallout of the game, as we are obviously heading into a bye week. 4 weeks before we were supposed to actually have a bye week. The Dolphins have one now, obviously, because of the schedule change. And there's a few things, obviously, coming out of this game that we need to discuss. The first thing is the injuries. So the injuries started to pile up here for the Miami Dolphins in this game against the Jets. We saw a pretty nasty injury. Actually, we didn't see it. But we did hear about it on social media, as Kamu Grugar-Hill broke his finger. The bone stuck out of his skin. He had it sewn back together, taped up, and finished the game. Tough. I mean, I don't know what the definition of tough is, but if there is one, that is it. That is an incredible feat. And I hope he feels better, because, I mean, I can't imagine a bone sticking out of my finger. I think I'd pass out. I don't know about anybody else. Kyle Van Noy, he missed the game. It looks like because he was a game-time decision, he should be good to go for the Rams game here in a couple weeks, which is good news. It's positive. Devontae Parker has a groin injury. He's been having some ticky-tack injuries here. I wouldn't say ticky-tack, but he's been having some minor injuries here and there throughout the season. He hasn't missed a game yet. And the bye week comes at the right time, because now he has a chance to rest. He has a chance to get healthy, and he should be ready to go for the Rams. Obviously losing Devon Godchow was a big deal, but some of the guys did step up. Benito Jones was lifted off the practice squad. Raekwon Davis, he was hurt in the game as well. We don't have an update on Raekwon Davis as of right now, but we will we'll see how things play out here for the Miami Dolphins with the injury bug. But again, a week off is a blessing in disguise right now to get everybody healed up and get ready to make a little bit of a run here, which we'll talk about here in a second. Regarding Jordan Howard, Brian Flores mentioned that Jordan Howard is, and I'm going to paraphrase this, that he's always ready. He's always ready. He's prepared. The game plan just doesn't seem to fit. Well, that's the professional way to put it. The real reason is that Jordan Howard looks like he's out of shape, and he is not playing well. This is not Jordan Howard who we've seen throughout his entire career in Chicago and in Philadelphia. Jordan Howard is a much better football player than he is displaying here in Miami, and that's the main reason why he's an inactive player. Miles Gaskin is a fantastic football player for the Dolphins this year, something that I didn't see personally coming, but it happened. And Jordan Howard has been playing very good. I'm sorry, not Jordan Howard. Miles Gaskin has been playing very good, not Jordan Howard. Matt Breida, he's been sprinkled in from time to time. He's been making some more plays over the last few weeks. We're starting to see a little bit more from him. Patrick Laird, who caught Tua's first completion of his NFL career, he's kind of that special teams player and that random third down back. And Jordan Howard right now just doesn't have a place. And dare I say, he probably will not have a spot in this roster in a couple weeks. As of today, we're 2 weeks from the trade deadline, and there is going to be movement, and I think the Dolphins will try to unload Jordan Howard. Without any luck, if they can't move him, they probably will just release him. And that's just the fact of life. So Jordan Howard needs to get back in the lineup if he has any chance of staying on this roster for the Miami Dolphins, because right now he has no juice on this offense, and it just hasn't been a good year for Jordan Howard. We got to talk about more about this victory against the New York Jets and what this means, because as of this recording, and most obviously everybody's listening to this on Tuesday morning, the Buffalo Bills lost to the Kansas City Chiefs 26-17 on the 5 p.m. edition of Monday Night Football on Fox. And the Bills did not look good. They looked terrible from all perspectives of this game. Defensively, they played okay, but the weather really played a factor in what this game really turned out to be. But as we look at this, the Buffalo Bills losing puts them at 4-2, and the Dolphins are sitting at 3-3. They're one game out of first place. One game. I didn't expect that. Nobody really did. But the fallout for the Bills game here is Josh Allen, who as I've said numerous times, I am not a fan of Josh Allen. He started the season really well, but in this game against the Chiefs, he was terrible. He was absolutely terrible. 14 of 27 for 122 yards. He had a 51.9% completion percentage. He averaged 4.5 yards per attempt. Two touchdowns and an interception. At a 73.4 rating. 77.6 on Tuesday last week against the Titans in that blowout loss. So the Bills, who started the season hot, not looking so hot now. And the Dolphins are now in the mix. Yes, I said it. They are in the mix for the division. Through six games, the Dolphins are right there at 3-3. They're 1.5 games behind Buffalo. I said the half because they did, in fact, obviously we know, lost to the Buffalo Bills in week two. So when we get to the fallout, as we continue to talk about the fallout from this game, what does this mean long term? Well, I posted on social media the Dolphins and Bills schedule over the next 7 weeks. The Bills have the Jets, 0-6. That's a win. They have the Patriots sitting at 2-3. That game's a toss-up. I'm not sold on New England at this point, but Buffalo's really not playing well right now. I mean, they fix their woes probably next week against the Jets, because there's no other time to play the Jets when you're struggling. You really come out strong after that game is over. So that game's a toss-up, but because New England is, Bill Belichick has owned the Bills for 20 years, I'd say that I'm going to say that's a loss. Home against the Seahawks, that's going to be a loss. Seattle is lights out. Arizona, who as of this recording is up 21-3 on Dallas, they're going to go to 4-2. Cross-country trip for the Bills, that's going to be a tough game. I don't know how that's going to play out. Let's say they get a win there. Then they have a bye week. And they have the Chargers at 1-4 at home. That's a win. Then they have to go to San Francisco. Now, this is a 49ers team that got ripped to shreds by the Miami Dolphins a week ago. And then the 49ers look like a completely different team, and Jimmy G looked like a Pro Bowl caliber quarterback in the win against the Rams. I'm going to say that's a loss. So the next six games for the Buffalo Bills, I have them 3-3. So that puts them at 7-5. The Dolphins at 3-3 right now. They have their bye week. They have the Rams at 4-2. I'm going to say that's a loss. At Arizona, again, tough game. Going across country. Kind of a toss-up there. I think they match up pretty well, but I'm going to say that's a loss. Home against the Chargers. That's a win. At Denver. Denver's got a good defense. But I think the Dolphins are a little bit better and healthier team. That's a win. At the Jets. We saw what happened against the Jets. That's a win. Versus Cincinnati, 1-4-1. That's a win. At home. So I have them at 4-2 in the next six. So if the Dolphins can get to 4-2, now they're tied with Buffalo. But if they can find a way to win a game against the Rams or the Cardinals, folks, the Dolphins could be staring at first place if the things play out the way that I mentioned. That's incredible. No one saw that coming. I haven't seen that coming. And they're sitting in ninth in the conference right now, a game behind the Colts for the seventh seed in the AFC. They have a plus 47 point differential, which I believe is third or fourth best in the AFC. Maybe fifth. They're best in the division. Easily best in the division. This is a good football team, and we're just getting started. The surface is just getting scratched here. I'm excited to see where this is all going to play out, but the Dolphins right now are in the mix. Are they going to win the division? I'm not saying that, but they're in the mix. They have a very strong chance of getting there. I'm going to take a quick break. When I come back, we're going to finish up today's show by talking about, Tua. We'll be right back.
Hey guys,
after a
Manscaped was created for all men. With great products such as the Lawnmower 3.0, Weed Whacker, Crop Reviver, and even cologne, Manscaped has everything you need to keep you in the game and not take your balls and go home. Manscaped also has teamed with Testicular Cancer Society, aimed to educate and entertain while spreading a very important message about early detection and screening to protect yourself from men's health issues. Head to manscaped.com, that is once again, manscaped.com, and use the promo code DolphinsTalk to save 20% off your order. Manscaped, together we save balls.
Yes, we are back, and yes, we do have to quickly talk about Tua Tagovailoa and the Miami Dolphins in the win against the Jets. And the topic here is, and you follow me on social media, you follow me, and you hear me talk about Tua on this show, you know I'm a big fan. But please do not read into what happened in that game as an indictment of Ryan Fitzpatrick by any stretch of the imagination. And here's the reason why. The Dolphins are in a fight. And part of the reason that they're in a fight right now for a playoff spot through six games and for potentially getting into this division race, a large part of that has to do with Ryan Fitzpatrick. Larger part has to do with the defense. But Ryan Fitzpatrick has played a big part of this team getting to where they are. Now, this is a young group. We know that. There is a very strong possibility that we do see Tua get put into the system here and there going through the next few weeks after the bye week. Are they acclimating him into game plan? I don't know. I have no idea. But Tua going in is more of a tip of the hat for his hard work. It was a tip of the hat to him to show that he can get back out there and play football. Listen, the kid has not had a preseason. He barely had an offseason. And now the fact that he finally got to see the field, get that cobwebs out, get the butterflies out, and now he has a little bit more confidence in himself, particularly because he threw the ball twice. You know, people were against him, you know, going into really any game. But the fact now that he did means we could probably see that going forward. And it wasn't just to hand the football off. They let him throw. He was 2 for 2 for 9 yards. He's got 100% completion percentage in his career. Best in NFL history. Now, listen, don't read too much into it. Ryan Fitzpatrick is the starting quarterback of the Miami Dolphins here, now, foreseeable future, until the time comes that Tua takes over. And I want Tua to take over. But right now, the team is moving in the right direction with Ryan Fitzpatrick. You can't change it up. But to be able to give him time on the football field is fantastic. Now, the Dolphins won 24-0. Fantastic. They won. It was great. But it was a lethargic stadium. It was a lethargic 24-0 lead. Tua came in, and it's like the canopy blew off Hard Rock Stadium. It was electric as soon as Tua took the field. And there's no bigger cheerleader on the sideline than Ryan Fitzpatrick cheering him on. This is a beautiful situation for the Miami Dolphins to be in. Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert are a combined 1-7-1. And there's people on social media saying Dolphins are doing it wrong. They just need to play Tua now. I don't know about you, but this league is judged by wins and losses, not by stats. And Joe Burrow is 1-4-1. Yes, he's a rookie. Yes, he's good. He's been playing good. But they're still 1-4-1, and they blew a 21-point lead to the Colts. That game should have been in the bag, and they lost. It's because he wasn't finishing. That's not an indictment on Joe Burrow that he's a bust or anything else. It's he's a rookie. And the Dolphins have decided they want their rookie to learn from the sideline. They want the rookie to learn from the veteran. Unfortunately, the other two situations, they don't have the luxury. Tyrod Taylor got his lung punctured by a doctor, and Joe Burrow was immediately the starter. There was nobody there. Ryan Finley's not teaching Joe Burrow anything. So the fact that Tua's learning in a system, they're not rushing him through it, it has nothing to do with his injuries. This is the perfect scenario for the Miami Dolphins. And when Tua's number is called, he'll be ready. It's time. But time is not this second. It will be down the road, but it won't be right now. With the Dolphins especially in the mix, one game out of first place, folks, through 6 weeks. Raise your hand if you had it. I'll wait. Because I sure as hell didn't. But we're going to take the victory and we're going to go right into the bye week. And that's where I'm going to leave the show. Thank you all for listening. We're going to be on a bye week. We will have shows from time to time throughout the week if there is news. But it again, a bye week is a bye week for us also. So enjoy the bye week. Enjoy the games. You know, less stress. Root for the Packers next week as the Houston Texans now hold they're tied for the second worst record in the league, obviously at 1-5. They're holding the 7th pick based on strength of schedule. So let's root for a Packers W and hope for the other teams that are 1-5. Maybe a couple of them will win a game. And then that pick keeps moving up. Let's hope for the best. Houston keeps losing. Dolphins are on a bye week getting healthy. If there is any news while we are on the bye week, we'll have everything for you up at dolphinstalk.com. Be sure to go there every single day for all the latest Miami Dolphins news and information. Follow me on Twitter at dolphinstalktom. Follow the main account, Mike, at dolphinstalk. Thank you all for listening. Enjoy the bye week. Have a great Tuesday. Fins up. Let's go.
Thank you for listening to the DolphinsTalk.com podcast. Be sure to visit DolphinsTalk.com every day for all of your latest Miami Dolphins news.